Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we just are grateful for the Lord for allowing us to be present this day. Yes, we are. We are just tremendously grateful. We are so humble. Yes, 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 because we know it's through the grace and mercy of God. That's why we are here. Hallelujah. We give him praise today. Mm-hmm. We lift him up today. Mm-hmm. We thank him. Yes, we do. We thank him. We thank him for all his many blessings that he bestows upon us. The blessings that we can't see, the blessings that we don't understand. We thank him. Yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful today. Yes, 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 we are. And we thank God for you. And we thank God for you. Yes, yes, we thank him for you. We thank him for your listening ears. Yes, 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 yes. We are just grateful. For all of you who listen in, pull up our archives and tune in at your own convenience, we are just grateful. We just magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We just want to say, we want to say that on last week, Pastor Vivian George was present for us. And we are truly grateful. We are truly grateful. Yes, yes, we are. We're grateful for the team effort that has been on display. Yes, we are grateful. We are grateful for the many times that she has rolled up her sleeves and come on in and ushered in the Holy Spirit. We are truly grateful. Yes, we are. We thank God for her. We thank God for Sister Peggy, who is her right arm. Yes, yes, yes. We are grateful. Yes, we know that we have been studying the will of God. Mm-hmm. The will of God. And we know that we praise God, even in times when it's uncomfortable. In the most uncomfortable places, we still praise him. Hallelujah. We praise God when we can't even see our way. It makes no sense to us. We praise him anyway. Hallelujah. Yeah. We praise God even when our flesh is tired. We praise him. We utter a word of praise. We lift up our hands in acknowledgement of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise God when we're not sure. When we're not sure, we praise him. We praise him. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Yes, we do. We know that each Friday evening we start off with our prayers and concerns. And this Friday we want to lift up those sisters and brothers who were in this disaster that happened in New Orleans this week, just passed. Yeah, we know that some of them are very fearful now. Fear has tried to come in and plague their minds and plague their emotions. We also know that some are in aches and pain. Some are still in the hospitals. But we're just going to lift up that region right now in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, lifting up your children, oh God. Yeah. Lifting them up, oh God. Master, we know that fear has a tendency of coming in and taking place and trying to grab root, oh God. But we, the believers in Christ, stand against fear right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to you, fear, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. You cannot dwell here. We speak right now in the name of Jesus. That faith will rise up. And faith will take charge. The faith that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You have no place here, Satan. We bind you now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the faith of God. We loosen it right now in Jesus' holy name. Yeah. Our sisters and our brothers, oh God, we lift them up to you. And we ask, Master, that you continually touch them, oh God. Hold them, oh God. Protect them. Guide them. Lead them in the areas in which they need to go. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Amen, amen. We are going to go quickly into our text. And we know that we have been into the will of God. So this evening, we want to talk about the preferential will of God. Mm-hmm. So what does preferential mean? It's a particular. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like a preference, a certain preference. Or better yet, what we are all familiar with, the favor. We're familiar with favor. Yeah, we're familiar with that. So let's go with that, the favor. And turn with me quickly to 2 Peter, and we're going to go to verse 1. And 2 Peter. In 2 Peter, we see here that our brother in Christ, this is Simon Peter. Mm-hmm. Simon Peter. Yeah. And it says here, what gives God pleasure? It says this letter is from Simon Peter. He's a slave, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He says, I am writing to all of you who share the same precious faith that we have. Faith given to us by Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, who makes us right with God. Hallelujah. So Simon Peter here is laying out he's writing this letter, so he has to lay out his structure. He has to give his format. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's giving us a title, and the title that he's giving us is the pleasures. It's the pleasures, really, the pleasures of God, which is the will. See, the will of God gives God pleasure for us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we see that Simon Peter, he's stating here that he is a servant. Mm-hmm. He's a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what he says. Mm-hmm. And he said that I have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Yes. So he's establishing in this particular letter, he's establishing with us his relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay. So in verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So when it says grace, we're talking about the unmerited favor. And then we see he says peace that surpasses all understanding, that will keep our hearts, hallelujah, and it will keep our mind. Yeah, the peace. Yeah, he says, may God bless you with his special favor and wonderful peace. as you come to know Jesus, our Lord, our God, better and better. So that means it's a continuing thing. It's an ongoing process. It never stops because it gets better and better. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 3. And it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Glory. And look at that with me. So divine is talking about the divine, the liking of God, his divine will, his divine power. Yeah. Remember, we're talking about the preferential. So that's the special. Yeah. Specially set apart. Yeah. Set aside. Given a special place. Hallelujah. A special seat. Hallelujah. And it says, as we know Jesus better, his divine power gives us everything. Glory to God. Everything we need for living a godly life. Listen to that. It gives us everything. We lack nothing. That's what it's saying here. We lack nothing. He has called us to receive his own glory and godliness. Are you with me? Yeah. So we're not going to lack anything, because we're walking hand in hand with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Because all we have to do is call on him whenever we need him, because he's an ever-present God. Glory to God. Let's look at verse 4. And it says, in verse 4, it says, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Glory to God. It's in the world. And we see the corruption. We see it. With our own eyes, we can see the corruption. And it says, and by that same power, that same mighty power, he has given us all of his riches. Glory to God. He has promised that you will escape. Yeah, you're going to escape the descents all around that caused by evil desires, and that you will share in his divine nature. Glory to God. Now, this is the will of God. This is the preferential will that God has in place for us. For you. For you, you. Yeah. I'm talking to you. You're special in his eyes. You're special in his sight. Glory to God. Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Verse 5. So make every effort to apply the benefits. The benefits of this promise to your life. Look at that. So make every effort to apply the benefits of these promises to your life. Then your faith will produce a life of moral excellence. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. What a Savior. He's always got us on his mind. We're always on his mind. Look at that. Look at that. A life of moral excellence leads to knowing God better. Knowing God. Knowing him better. He desires that we know him better. He desires that we spend quality time with him. This is his desire. Yeah. I was just saying just the other day, Lord, I call on you all during the day for everything. And when I get ready to pray and really get quiet into a quiet place, I say, Lord, it's me again. But he knows it's me again because I call him all during the day. I say, help me, God. Oh, Master, I need you to guide me here. I need you to show me what to do. I need you because I cannot make it without you. I cannot lift one finger without you. When I write, I need you to tell me what to write down. Yeah. When I think, I need you to give me the thoughts that I should have. Glory to God. Are you listening to me? So I'm trying to have a life of moral excellence. Are you listening to me? And this is what verse 5 is saying to us. Having a life of moral excellence. Yeah. And we all can have this. Not just me. We all can have it. All we have to do is ask. Look at this. And it says, and besides this, giving all diligence. Mm-hmm. Giving all diligence to your faith, the virtue, and to virtual knowledge. Yeah. That's what we want. We want to be diligent. We want to be constant. We want to be seekers. Yeah. Seeking the truth. Seeking righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Seeking righteousness. Being able to sit and represent God sometime in a place where nobody knows him but you. And he'll be there with you. Hallelujah. Being able to sit in a place where there are heathens all around and be humble. Humble as a dove. That's what he said. Humble as a dove. Glory to God. This is when you have that moral excellence. When you have that virtue. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. And to the knowledge, the temperance, and to the temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. Hallelujah. Anybody understand what I'm saying? This is where we're going. This is where we're trying to get. Yeah, temperance. Not being so quick. Not being so hasty. Not being so quick. Not being so anxious. Am I talking to anybody? But to be patient and wait on God. I remember I was just in a situation where something had come up and I needed to make a decision. I needed to make it. Yeah. But don't you know many times when that comes like a rush, like a flood, it's the enemy. He's coming like a rush and a flood. He wants to get you off track. But what God said to me was to stand back. Hallelujah. Stand back and be quiet. And at that very moment, to stand back and to be quiet means that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who is our leader, who is our guide, who is our counselor, is going to come and he's going to lead and guide you into all truths. Glory to God. So I know I'm talking to somebody because somebody else has experienced this. Glory to God. So I'm telling you right now, take your hands off it. Stand back. Wait on the Holy Spirit to come. In the wind, whirlwind. Don't be caught up in a rush. Don't be caught up in anxiety. Glory to God. Verse 7. And to... In verse 7, godliness leads to love for other Christians. And finally, you will grow to have genuine love for everyone. Listen to that. Finally, that's where we're trying to go. We're trying to grow. Listen at that. It said you will grow to have genuine love. See, that means it's not going to come quickly. You weren't born just with genuine love. This is something that you learn. This is something that has to root. Hallelujah. And then it says here that you will have it. Yeah. Parental preferential will of God. You're special. God has given you favor. Yeah, that's what it's saying here. Look at that. And verse 8, and it says, the more you grow like this, the more you will become productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be more useful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be more useful. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. You don't want to be unfruitful. We want to be fruitful. We want to be able to have multiplications. Yeah. Because when we appear in a room, glory to God, with the unchurched or with the unlearned or with the heathen, we don't want to leave the same way. We don't want to leave that place the same way we came in. We don't want to leave it like that. We want to be fruitful. We want to be able to multiply. Look at verse 9. Mm-hmm. But he that lacketh, but those who are failed to develop these virtues are blind, or at least very short-sighted. They have already forgotten that God has cleansed them from their old life of sin. Look at that. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that means those who have failed, they have failed to develop, they have failed to get this virtue that I'm talking about. They're blind. They can't see. They're short-sighted. They have already forgotten that God is the one who can clean you up. There's nothing that you can do on your own. Verse 10 says, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, they shall never fail. They shall never fail. What we're saying here is, in this letter, so he has to come up with his closing. And this is what Peter is coming to his closing. Simon Peter. And he says, so, dear friends, work hard to prove that you really are among those that God has called and chosen. He said, do this. You will never stumble and you will never fall. Glory to God. And verse 11 says to us, verse 11, and God will open wide. He's going to open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And here we see the word wide. And wide simply means it's bigger than average width. Yeah, so this gate is going to be open wide. And it says here that we have no desire to stumble. We have no time to stumble. We're trying to make our mark. We're trying to be effective. We're trying to multiply in the preferential will of God. Are you listening to me? This is what he's willed for us. For us to be able to multiply. For us to be servants of the Most High God. For us to be about our Father's business. Yeah. So we don't have time to stumble. Right here in verse 10 it says, So dear friends, work hard to prove that you really are among those that God has called and chosen. Why you want to work hard? Why you want to work hard? Because the ultimate gift, the ultimate reward is in verse 11. And it says, and God will open up wide the gates of heaven. Hallelujah. Isn't that a place we're trying to go? How many people trying to get there? heaven. Hallelujah. He's going to open up the gates. And he says here, for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, now, what does eternal mean? Eternal means continuing, never ending, no beginning, no end. That's what eternal means. Glory to God. See, this is heavenly conversation that he's having here in the letter. Heavenly words. Words of encouragement. Yeah. Letting us know what God is for us. His desire for us is to not to perish, but that we would have take hold of the tree of life. That's the will that God has for us. That's his desire for us, for you and you. He desires that we be saved. He desires that we would not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Master, right now in the name of Jesus, to look upon those who don't know you in the points of their sins, God. Look upon those who have fallen short in some areas of their lives, Master. And they want to call on you this moment, this opportunity, this day. Yeah, right now, they need you. We need you. We can't get along without you. We ask that you come, Lord Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit to come and live and dwell and guide us. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Yeah, we are grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. We don't know why things happen, oh God. Sometimes we try to figure it out, but we may never know why things happen. But we know who you are, oh God. And we put all our trust, we put all our faith and all our trust in you. Because you are the great I am. And we give you praise right now in Jesus' holy name. We want to say thank you for being with us. And we look forward to having you again on next week. Sunday evenings, God Favorite Ministries, Pastor Vivian George, and of course, Sister Peggy. We are just grateful to have you with us. And remember that we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't entertain whirlwinds. We don't let a whirlwind come in and cause us to make quick decisions. Because we are led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. He lives in us. And we follow the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. So again, we just want to say thank you for your presence. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ear. And be blessed. Blessed when you come in. And be blessed when you go out. Blessed when you sit up. And blessed when you lay down. Yeah. Bless your whole household. In Jesus' holy name. We love you. And we look forward to seeing you back next Friday. And you have a happy Valentine's Day. And just show love to someone. Showing love is so important. Amen.